Kaiser Soze. Kaiser Soze. Kaiser Soze. Soze. Kaiser Soze. Kaiser Soze. Okay. 99% of everyone that's seen the movie Usual Suspects are convinced that the main character, Verbal Kint, is Kaiser Soze. Guys, there never was a Kaiser Soze. Check it out. What's up, boys and girls? This is Vin Jimfey. Hope you're having a smashing day. If this is your first time to the channel, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss my upcoming videos. And for the rest of you, thanks for joining me once again. So, today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite movies ever.
Like, seriously.
The Usual Suspects. It's a movie I've seen so many times. I haven't met anyone who hasn't enjoyed the movie The Usual Suspects. And I think it's because it's such an open movie for interpretation. And whenever I discuss the movie with friends, people have been like, oh, it's the movie where at the end, 95% of people out there, I think 99% of people out there, have this very clear image about what actually took place in that movie. Wrong. And I've always had like a different opinion, but I've always sort of been quiet about it. I like kept it secret. And in this video here today, I wanted to share that. First of all, it's very important to say, huge spoiler alert. Like, if you haven't seen the movie, walk away. Like, seriously, just walk away. Go and see the movie, then come back and watch this video. I think you will enjoy it. Second thing, I really challenge you. No, I'm begging you to poke holes in my theory in the comments section below. Like, really give it to me. Okay, having said so, let's get right into it.
Let's get it on.
First of all, let me just sum up the whole thing. Verbal Kint, played by Kevin Spacey, is arrested. Not for the latest thing that Kevin Spacey has been on. That has nothing to do with it. Anyway, he gets arrested and he's gonna get released from prison because he made a deal. Agent Kuyan wants to sit down with him before they release him and just ask a couple of questions. Verbal Kint, he gives out this entire whole story. 2 hours we sit and listen to this story. At the end of it all, he walks away. You start to understand everything he said was just made. A lawyer who was called Kobayashi, bottom of the cup. Someone comes to pick him up. It's Kobayashi. Oh, he changes his walking style. Oh, he was Kaiser Soze. And I have a completely different story to tell. Like, this is so not how I interpreted the whole thing. Verbal Kint is a con artist, and everything he said, almost everything, is a complete and utter lie. The only exception is basically the first scene in the movie, Keaton lying on the ground, dying, talking to Soze. He actually says by his first name, he says Kaiser, you know. So that's the only thing that kind of pokes a hole in my whole theory, but I'll get into it at the end of this video, and I'll have actually two things that poke holes in my theory. There are a couple of things that don't make sense if Verbal Kint was in fact Kaiser Soze. Remember, the most important aspect of this entire movie is the fact that everything Verbal Kint says was a lie. So first thing is, like, if this is really Kaiser Soze, how would this mastermind criminal let himself be arrested by regular cops again? Like, how is that even possible? Like, I get it that the con artist Verbal Kint got himself arrested and he had to make up this interesting story to get himself off again. I get that part, but a criminal mastermind lets himself get arrested? I don't see that, unless he wanted to do so. And I just don't see what the motivation is behind this. He walks out of the scene, he like changes his walking style, you know, he used to be a gimp and then suddenly he walks like a normal person, and a lot of people naturally assume that, ah, that must be Kaiser Soze because he's walking in a normal style. And I go like, yeah, that doesn't really prove that he's Kaiser Soze, it just proves that he lied about being a gimp, that's it, you know. Now, another thing that I've always been wondering about, how would the Hungarian with the burnt face who's lying in the hospital, how would he know who Kaiser Soze is, how he looks? Like, how would he know that? Like, the only witness who was on the boat was killed, right? Like, the whole story is that on the boat, there was a witness and he got assassinated by, well, it turns out to be Soze, apparently. But how would this Hungarian with the burned face know who Kaiser Soze was? Did he just assume that the guy who came on the ship to kill everyone is Kaiser Soze? That don't really make no sense. Like, I don't know why he said Kaiser Soze when everything, and he said Kaiser Soze, Kaiser Soze. Like, I don't see why he would, like, call that person that he saw. I'm absolutely certain that he saw Verbal Kind on the boat, and that's the face. But why he would make the connection of that being Kaiser Soze, I just don't see how that's even possible, since there only was one witness who could identify him. What? Keep in mind that everything that revolved around Kaiser Soze is a myth. It's a classic ghost story. Rap on your pop, Kaiser Soze will get you. That's the whole thing. That's a ghost story that criminals use to scare each other. And the other thing is, I think that a lot of people, when I discuss this theory with people, and they'll go like, oh yeah, but he was protected by high above. Like, you know, obviously he must have been a criminal mastermind because he was protected by a whole bunch of people. Yeah.
No.
He was a con artist and a snitch, so obviously he made a deal, you know. That's what criminals do sometimes. They rat on someone and they get to walk, and that's what he did. I think there's a line in the movie where it says something like, oh, he was protected by the Prince of Darkness. That's what you say about someone high up. Like, he doesn't actually mean that the devil was protecting him, but someone high up was protecting him. That's it, really. And let's talk about Kobayashi. So we know that at the end of the movie, we see the character playing Kobayashi picking up Verbal Kind. Now, we all just assume that, aha, Kobayashi, the lawyer, was picking up his client, Kaiser Soze. Remember, in the story that Verbal Kind said, he named Kobayashi after a mug. There is no Kobayashi. All made up. Now, the reason he probably talked about the person who was at the end is obviously his friend, his lawyer maybe even, but it doesn't mean that that's Kaiser Soze's lawyer, because again, there is no Kaiser Soze lawyer because it was named after a cup, remember? The whole thing revolves on the idea that a bunch of people, including Kaiser Soze, climb aboard a ship and kill everyone, including the one witness that could identify Kaiser Soze. And my question is, why would Kaiser go through all that trouble risking his appearance once again? Like, obviously happened with the guy with the burned face. Like, he would try to avoid that kind of situation. He would send people who are not himself. Like, why would he be on the boat himself? Like, some people will go like, oh, because he was trying to kill off the final witnesses, the killers. But the thing is, he could have just sent someone else to kill them. You know, like, it doesn't make sense that Kaiser Soze would walk upon a board to make new witness. Just does not make sense. So if Kaiser was Verbal Kind, and Kaiser was apparently a middle-aged man with a family living in... Now, wait a second, was it a Hungarian or a Turkish guy? Like, I remember Turkey somewhere in the movie. He did have an accent. Like, where is Verbal Kind's accent? Now, true, he could have just faked it, and maybe he was a student of linguistics, but let's face it, Verbal Kind was obviously an American. Verbal Kind could have been Kaiser Soze, right? Okay, so if Kaiser orchestrated the whole arrest thing, why would he go through so much trouble to be a part of the crew? Why would he beat it? Like, when people work with Kaiser Soze, nobody knew they were actually working with Kaiser Soze. That's what he said, right? So why would he be a part of the crew taking out a witness? Like, why would he go through all of that trouble to get arrested if the point of the whole operation was to not get arrested? And if Kaiser was the kind of a dude who was protected from the Prince of Darkness and all of that, why would he be worried about just one witness if he could just walk in and out of jails? Like, that would make no sense. How would the witness testify again? It's obvious that nobody actually believed in Kaiser Soze. And this was some kind of a criminal competitor. So let me get this straight. These competitors, drug dealers or whatever they were, they would just go to the police station and go like, yeah, that gimp over there, he's Darth Vader. because that's the equivalent of who Kaiser Soze was. It was a myth, a ghost story. If Kaiser Soze was so worried about his identity being exposed, he was really looking out, you know, for anonymity, why would he be trying to convince Agent Kujan that there is a Kaiser Soze? It was very obvious that the agent was mostly interested in Keaton. It just doesn't make sense that he would go through all that trouble to convince him about a ghost story. So the first thing poking a hole in my theory here is basically the first scene, which is not a part of the narrative that Verbal Kint is telling. So what we see is basically Keaton trying to light a match, trying to set the whole thing on fire. For some reason, Kaiser Soze stops him. They talk a little about the time, and we get to see the gold watch, the lighter, the same things that we see Verbal Kint having at the end of this movie, which means that, oh, he must have a gold watch and a gold lighter. That means he must be Kaiser Soze. That's kind of far-fetched. I bet that there are a lot of people who have that. And the second thing is, a lot of people will promise and swear that when Kaiser Soze is pissing on the fire, the stream is very thick. You can actually see the thickness. I personally can't, but there are a lot of people who claim that they can see the thickness. And if you remember, Verbal Kint says that his piss is as thick as snot. So, obviously, Kaiser Soze and Verbal Kint must be the same person. Again, I don't see that connection, but a lot of people do. And I have to agree that the first scene of the movie, it's not a part of the narrative. In a way, you could sort of interpret the first scene as the only scene that's, apart from the ending when he's walking away, those two scenes are the only real scenes that actually take place, and the story told in the middle of the movie, it's all made up. So the first scene is actually quite true, and I don't know how to interpret it. I don't think that there's anything in that scene that actually says that Verbal Kint must be Kaiser Soze. It only reveals that Keaton was talking to someone who he believed was Kaiser Soze. The second theory is that all the producers, the director, the actors around this movie are basically building upon the myth about Kaiser Soze, and they're talking about Kevin Spacey's character as Kaiser Soze. So that would somehow insinuate that the creators of this movie made a movie where everybody has interpreted the story correctly, that he is in fact Kaiser Soze. Personally, I don't think that's like proof. It could mean like that the director and the writer are just like laughing inboards, giggling throughout all these years that everybody still assumes that he is Kaiser Soze. That's my personal take on it. So that was it. Like, I'm openly inviting you to poke holes in my theories. Like, go through this video several times, watch the movie a couple of times, and put it in the comment section below. I challenge you, I'm daring you to prove me wrong. My guess and theory is basically there never was a Kaiser Soze. Verbal Kint just made up this whole story, and like that, he's gone.
Okay, that was it. Hope you enjoyed this video. And if you did, see that like button, smash it. And I got some freakishly awesome videos coming up. Better subscribe so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.